This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, December 20th. Well, cattle markets started out a little bit higher yesterday, trying to take a stab at the high from the previous day, which didn't close well. And yesterday, too, the market kind of rolled over and quietly worked to the negative side, ending up kind of a bear spread type of action and a bit lower on the day. So the futures seem to be running out of gas up here. We've had a pretty impressive run, but when you look at the bigger picture of the downslide we've had over the last couple months, it's not much of a correction, but from a daily perspective and considering the bounces that we've had over the last couple months, this has lasted longer than those bounces. And we do seem to be struggling here. In the last couple days, the bear spreads have been working while the market tries to work higher, so that's not a good sign. It does show that that the market is struggling. In the cash trade, not a lot going yet so far this week. Box beef values were slightly lower yesterday. Choice was down 10 cents at 289. Select down 56 cents at 263. The spread gained 46 cents at 2567. Loads were 135. So pretty decent number for a Tuesday. You know, we've seen better over these last couple of weeks, but it looks like so far this week, box beef volume has been about average. Slaughter rate yesterday, 124,000 head for the week. We're sitting at 249. That's down 4,000 from last week, and it's up 26,000 from a year ago. On the feeder cattle cash index, the daily index is at 223.84 on volume of 6,100 head, so pretty decent volume again. The seven-day average was up $1.84. We're sitting at 219.91. So we're still looking at the index struggling here, sitting below where the front month futures are. But again, we've got a lot of time to converge those prices, but it is bouncing. But, you know, the dailies are starting to show some traction. You know, the day before our average price was 210. Yesterday, it's at 223. And on the same volume of head traded. So clearly we're seeing some demand pick up in the cash market, and that should help obviously support the seven-day average. Now on Friday, we're going to have a cattle on feed report. Pre-release estimates have the total on feed numbers as of December 1 at 2% higher than a year ago. November placements down 4%, November marketings down 7%. So could be another mover. Both the last two cattle on feed reports have given the market quite a bit of activity. In fact, this downslide started on the October cattle on feed report, which showed placements way higher than what the trade expected. This month, obviously, they're expecting placements to be down. And a lot of those animals just could have been front-loaded. The big placements in September and October, and then now you don't have as many to market during November. So we'll see. I think that's probably what's going on here. But longer term, I think the cattle markets seem to be stabilizing. Cash markets in feeders seem to be finding some demand here, which is great. Live cattle still struggling. Cash markets were weaker last week. Box beef volume is hanging in there. But this time of year, you know, the holiday shopping is completed. Now you'll be looking for buying for the post-holiday season, which is much more focused on the lower quality cuts. And that's likely going to be what we see moving forward, is that spreads start to narrow up a bit with the select gaining on the choice, would be my guess. Futures-wise, my guess is, you know, you probably come back down here a little bit, take a stab at testing these lows before we establish a longer-term bottom in this market. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.